You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more information that you can put to use, and we're going to give it to you in a fun way. Right now, we're talking to Jimmy Casale. He's the co-founder and chairman of Casale, Saltpeter & Company, a middle market investment banking firm. Around the horn, we're going to have Sanjay Kuttamanpour, founder of Wiki Realty. We'll talk about using his tools to help you build your real estate business. We'll also have Camila Camacho Leon. She's the former wife of boxing great Muhammad Ali. We're going to discuss the new documentary about the trials of Muhammad Ali, but back to the economy, and Jimmy Casale. Jimmy, we were talking earlier about the fact that oil is now bubbling up and going back over $40. It stopped today. It finished today, what, about $41
yep.
a foot? A barrel. What else are you seeing is some indicators that people can use and get some information that helps them make some good decisions?
Well, I think right now the things that they have to be prepared for is volatility. You know, oil went down, it went up, it's bubbled, you know, it's gone back and forth. The stock market, the same thing. You know, we were higher back last year, came down. A lot of it has to do with the economy, depending on how you view it. The international economy does have an effect on us. I'm not sure if what's going on in China has the same effect as other countries, but Europe right now is still struggling. And even today, Caterpillar came out with their quarterly results, and they were down below expectations. Now, they said for the year they're going to do okay, but for the beginning of the year it was not so good for them, or actually late last year was not good for them, which means people aren't buying the capital equipment, which will have to an effect on manufacturing. So you've got to watch all these things and guess. The experts guess, you can guess.
I mean, the really scary part is I remember part of Donald Trump's speech where he talks about Caterpillar and his friends are buying it from the Japanese, and he wants to do a trade war and build a wall. I mean, does this isolationism help us in our economy turning inward and selling to each other but maybe not doing business across the border?
You know, it really depends on your view. You know, all of a sudden, some of the candidates or many of the candidates start to blend together depending on what people want to hear. You know, part of it has to do right now with immigration. Immigration's good, bad. A lot of people forget where they came from. I mean, we all got here. The vast bulk of us came here one way or another through immigration, but we want to stop all that. And that's not a good thing. And the United States needs immigration to keep the population growing. We need the right immigration, proper immigration, but not stopping immigration. And building a wall is a pretty funny thing. You know, they'll build the wall and then no more capital will be able to come in from, depending on how high Trump wants to build the wall. He may stop all the Brazilians and all the Colombians and all the Venezuelans from bringing that money, and maybe they'll have to start building tunnels.
Well, we can import the Palestinians to build tunnels.
Yeah, we could do that. There you go. That works.
All right. Now, we don't do politics on the show, but we did make the other room crack up with that one. High five to us for coming up with a funny for a change. Now, Jimmy, if people aren't bringing as much money into the country, I'm going to switch it.
But they are bringing money into the country. I mean, we are a safe haven. And frankly, our interest rates are pretty good. Think about our interest rates. Ours are positive. Go to Norway. Norway interest rates, I think, are negative today.
Japan.
You know, other countries, you're paying for the bank to hold your money. Well, what a deal.
Oh, such a deal here, please.
You should get a mattress. It's better to have, as long as it's safe, got to get a safe mattress. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll start exporting safe mattresses. They'll have like codes on them and padlocks on them.
That sounds like a great product. That's a fabulous product. And you know,
talk to the Casper company who makes those, you know, funny beds. You buy in a box and they open up in front of you. They should figure out turn those into vaults.
Not only that, I think that you can have gel tops and all this other stuff. There's all kinds of new beds that we can build for this. And it's to insulate your money and protect your money.
Got to protect your money.
Now, one of the things that I saw, you were talking about immigration and its impact on the economy. I read today that Germany is starting to have a problem absorbing the immigrants that they've been getting because they wanted all the immigrants to help their demographics and have them do jobs. But now what they're finding out is the people that are coming aren't qualified for the jobs. So it seems to me like they need that the United States should have an intelligent immigration policy.
Well, it's interesting when you talk about Germany because, you know, when the East and West merged together, they brought in a lot of immigrants into, you know, West Germany from East Germany. But it was different. They were generally fairly highly educated in East Germany. And many of them went back family-wise, having been before the place split. It's different when you're bringing in from Syria and other countries. And obviously, the refugee problem is a huge problem. Although I did come up with a cure for that. We've got all these refugees that are going into Europe. I think if you would just take those refugees, we can send them to the ghost towns in China. They have these towns they built in China with thousands or tens of thousands of units. Nobody's living in these units. They're sitting there, empty cities. And obviously, these people coming out of Syria, if you watch TV, their houses have all been bombed. It's terrible. There's no place to go. If we could move them to China, we've got cities for them. Then we've got to find jobs and food. But at least we have a housing for them. They'll be, you know, nice, brand new housing. Maybe that's the answer.
Well, I think that's an excellent answer. And it also helps our friends in China. And if we can work with them to create a more consumer-based economy that way, I think we're on a roll.
Sounds like a plan. But don't tell Trump, because maybe he'll want to do that. I mean, this could be crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, he may want to build cities just to, well, I guess when you're building the wall, you know what? You can build a mixed-use project. You can build apartments on top of the wall.
Perfect.
I love that. That's excellent. We've solved all the political problems. The economy's growing. But we were talking a little bit about the stability of the American economy and why that's a safe haven for people from overseas. And I think that you're right. It's real important. The capital keeps coming. And I know that it hasn't stopped flowing into real estate with the Chinese buying trophy buildings and all the other foreign investors coming in and continuing to buy real estate in the United States. Safe haven. But it's interesting because sometimes they come and sometimes they go. The Japanese were hard, you know, came in here strong and then they went away. And so I think it's important to create a stable environment for everybody.
Well, you know, when the Japanese came in, they bought golf courses and hotels and they paid top, top dollar. When they went, people from this country went and bought those assets back at substantial discounts because of liquidity.
It sounds to me like we're going to have that opportunity again.
It's just a cyclical thing. It's just a function of time. But, you know, it's also important from the standpoint of our economy and what's going on that whoever the presidential candidates are and whoever ultimately becomes president deals with some of the fundamental problems we have. You know, the entitlements are not being dealt with. They need to be. The deficit continues to rise. The tax system is a problem. We are the best place in the world, but we still have issues we have to fix. And it affects us all because it will affect us when we retire. It affects us with the stock market. We can't keep taking money in from other, outside of the country, using that as the deficit increases. So at some point, one of the candidates will actually be honest with the American public and tell people of the problems and how we're going to fix them. And we also have to remember, I mean, what's going on with the middle class and income inequality, they're issues that can't be ignored. When you look at some of the candidates and how they've gotten traction, it's because other candidates have ignored those issues. They have to be addressed.
Well, America is a great place. When I was in high school, they were warning us that maybe my life wouldn't be as good and positive as my parents' life. I think that a lot of the young people today that are sleeping on their parents' extra room in their house because they haven't been able to get a quality job are thinking just that. And so I believe we do need to create a positive work environment where we're using intellectual capital, which is our strength, and taking that and moving it forward. And we cannot afford to leave people behind, because if you do, I think you'll see more things happening like what happened in Chicago in that particular rally that never took place.
No, absolutely. And, I think the issues that are being addressed right now are being addressed in a very positive way in terms of people are talking about issues, which is good. And whether you agree with the Republicans or Democrats or any one of the previous 17 candidates on the Republican side or five or six on the Democrat, issues are being discussed. And that's what makes us great. And, you know, we also are an entrepreneurial country. And, you know, losing here is not failure. You know, you when you go ahead and someone goes bankrupt here, it's not something most people are ashamed about. It's sometimes people, we joke that it's a method of financing bankruptcy. It's not really that funny, but it is a method of financing. But in other countries, people don't bounce back from that kind of stuff. Here, they take advantage of that's the learning experience, and we're very forgiving, which I think we'll see in the oil industry with a bunch of people going out of business. They'll come back in business.
And that, we're going to talk to Alex P. Cordy about that. Jimmy, if people want to learn more about you, follow you, follow your information, follow your firm, how do they find you? How do they get some more of this good information?
The best way to find us is obviously through the web. Our website is www.CasselSalpeter, that's CasselSalpeter.com. Or you can reach us, by telephone at 305-438-4000. That's a good question.
I love you, Bob.
I don't even know my telephone number
anymore. They'll gargle you and they'll find you.
Oh, my God.
All right?
That's terrible.
Don't worry about it. We'll get you back on when you remember your phone number.
438-7700. There we go.
See, you had to relax.
Yeah, too much fun here.